Kathy, calling us from Federal Way, I think. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I have a history of dermatitis of the ear, and if I don't have it cleaned, it gets into my eardrum and it clogs, and I get fungal infections because of it if it's not cleared out, like once a year. Well, I switched my ENTs a couple of years ago, and the ones I'm seeing through Multicare have not been as good at catching it. And now I went in last week, and I had a fungal infection in there, and he cleared it out, my ear out. There was debris in there, and he cleared it out, and he put some purple stuff, antifungal stuff in it. And he said, don't put anything else in it for a week. The pain didn't go away. I had this jabbing pain in my ear. My ear was all, couldn't hear out of it. So I went back and he said, well, I left some, there are some debris left in there. And he took the rest of it out. And he said, put this cream in. I'm going to do this cream, antifungal cream, and put it in there. And I said, how often? And he said, he just told me the wrong dose. And finally, last night, about midnight, I looked and I was putting it once every other day, and the direction said twice a day for 2 weeks. So I remembered another ENT said, if you have any irritation, you only put vinegar in your ear. So I put some vinegar in my ear, and immediately that jabbing pain went away. And I got the pain to go away, but the fullness, I can't hear out of it. A lot of pressure in my ear. I'm wondering if that is allergies, since I'm getting allergy shots, or is that still due to the fungus? Should I be continually putting the vinegar in and the antifungal cream he gave me? I don't know what to do now.
Sounds like you've been going through a lot with this, ma'am. Now, can you tell me?
Oh,
you go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
When you say your ears need to be cleared out, is it always fungus that's in there, or is it just a whole bunch of earwax that is blocking things and allowing the fungus to grow?
I used to see, before I switched my insurance to Multicare, I saw a really great ENT at Swedish, and when I saw her, I went to her because my general doctor misdiagnosed it as a bacterial infection and was giving me Cipro to put in my ear and cleaned out with water, which enraged my ear. And she said, it's fungus mixed with earwax, and that you're going to probably need, between the dermatitis and the earwax, you're going to need to have your ear cleaned out once a year so this doesn't happen again. And then she put, for like several weeks, she put antifungal cream in my ear, and I would go to her and she would take that out and put new stuff in until it was all cleared up. Well, the ENT I went to now didn't do anything like that. It just kept festering, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of the two. I know I need to have it checked every year, but it wasn't being checked properly, I think. I could have avoided it, I think. And I had listened to you on the radio a couple of weeks ago prior to this happening, that I needed to, for earwax, you need to take more omega-3s.
That's right, ma'am.
I started taking 1,000 milligrams with my vitamin E. I upped it, but I think by that time it was too late, and I needed my ear cleaned out first for it to work.
Well, I hear you, ma'am. Now, it's really hard to say whether the earwax accumulation in there allows the fungus to proliferate just because there's all this wax clog, or if the fungus is something separate from the earwax, which I kind of doubt, but like I say, it's impossible to say. When people have earwax of any accumulation, and I'm going to start with that and get to the fungus in a moment, when people have earwax, that person is deficient on omega-3s. How do I know? Because if that person takes enough omega-3 and has their ears cleaned, they don't have the earwax coming back in accumulations. It just comes out a little bit on the washcloth every time they wash their ears, but they don't get the clog in there from that earwax, which, in just my opinion, I have no proof, is allowing the fungus to proliferate, so it's because it's so damp and moist in there, and funguses love that. Now, Here's the problem, ma'am. 1,000 milligrams of fish oil will never do the job. I've worked with people who have this problem since, no kidding now, the 1970s. And most of those people, we start with getting the ears cleaned out first, so we know they're totally cleaned out. And as soon as those ears are totally cleaned out, then, I am not kidding, I have those people start with a tablespoon. I did say a tablespoonful, which is the same as 15 of the capsules that you're taking. A tablespoonful of fish oil twice a day. Oh, my gosh. Now, is there any hazard in that? Well, no, not that, none other than the occasional irpy feeling that people get. And if they do get that, then they don't have the digestive enzymes for fat. So they get some of those from the natural food store, take it with the fish oil, and they don't get irpy anymore. All right. But do I have to take that for the rest of my life? One person said early on. I said, no, you just take that until you notice that your skin is nowhere dry anywhere anymore. Because it takes the essential fatty acids to do that, too. Oh, I forgot to say, we have to take vitamin E when we're taking that much fish oil, because if we did take that much fish oil for months to years, it could cause a minor problem called lipid peroxidation, which nobody ever died of, but we don't want our cells getting damaged. So we take a capsule of vitamin E, 400 units, twice a day, matching the fish oil twice a day. And then, okay, when things seem to be okay, now try cutting it back with a swab. Or one could look at one's dry skin if one's a dry skin person. And if the dry skin starts to come back or the wax starts to come back on the swab, then you raise the dose of fish oil again. So a person goes to fish oil twice a day, a tablespoon, then try 2 teaspoons twice a day. How's my ears? How's my skin? And then if they can, they cut down to just 1 tablespoon a day, etc. And the person can adjust their own dose that way. Keep the earwax out of there, and if we keep the earwax from the large accumulations that it sounds like you're getting, we usually don't get fungal infection, ma'am. Now, here's the second thing. I'm going to go over to the fungal infection. Iodide kills funguses. Iodide kills bacteria. Iodide kills them both. So people who've had infections in the ear, they'll get themselves one of those little swabs and dip it into the potassium iodide and rinse their ears out with it, with the swab, that is. You don't pour the iodide into the ear. But you just rub out the inside of the ear canal and be gentle up against those eardrums with the potassium iodide. And do that a couple of times a week, and it kills every germ that's in there, ma'am. So we don't have to worry about something coming back. And we don't really need antibiotics or antifungals if we use potassium iodide.
Okay, so would I have some Lugol's off the shelf, Lugol's 2%, would that work?
Ma'am, Lugol's 2% is 2% of full strength. And even if you had full strength, it doesn't work as well as potassium iodide. Potassium iodide kills germs better than Lugol's. And Lugol's 2% is only sold in that strength because, I am not kidding you, Los Federales at FDA and the Drug Enforcement Administration decided if they were allowed to allow Lugol's full strength, which is obviously 98% stronger than 2%, if they were to allow that, why, it might be bought by drug dealers, and we can't have that. So you can't get Lugol's full strength except on a prescription, but you don't need it either. You need the potassium iodide, and that you can buy without a prescription in many places. At Tom McClank Dispensary, it's called Bernard's Solution because it's named after the discoverer of iodide. But you can get it elsewhere, too, just called SSKI.
Okay. All right. I used to have some Bernard's. I used it all. I'll get some more.
You're probably stuck on the road you're on, ma'am, until you get rid of this problem, and then you can start working on not having that much earwax and using the Bernard solution or potassium iodide on a swab a couple times a week.
Okay, so my best thing is on Monday to get some Bernard solution and do that a couple times a week. No?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you for sure. It'll be gone with the Bernard solution. Is as a preventive mostly, ma'am.
Okay. Is this clogging what I'm feeling? Would you think that's just residue left over from the fungal just swelling my tissue? Or could it be
histamine? It could be. It could be. Or as you say, if you've got allergies, it could be allergies too. Allergies do impact some people and give them a clogged feeling. So I can't tell you that one for sure. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I also have an appointment with my allergist on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
So he'll look at that. Well, I really appreciate. And so, is that dermatitis, like of the head or anything? Is that a symptom of low omega, whether it's in your ear or whatever?
Okay. Well, the obvious body symptoms of low omega 3 fatty acids are dry skin anywhere on the body, and earwax accumulation, and those two are the obvious signs, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you so much. I will get that Bernard solution and do the omega, a tablespoon twice a day of the omega.
Only to start with, and remember that after that, it's easiest to just check your skin and cut it back, and if it starts to get dry again, it's too little for you. And go back up again.
I actually see Dr. Russell, and I haven't seen her for a year, so I'll go back to her as well.
Yeah, talk to her about this. She knows about it.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate everything you do.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.